Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Man in Lower Ten by Mary Roberts Rinehart. Chapter 1. I Go to Pittsburgh. McKnight is gradually taking over the criminal end of the business. I never liked it, and since the strange case of the man in Lower Ten, I have been a bit squeamish. Given a case like that, where you can build up a network of clues that absolutely incriminate three entirely different people, only one of whom can be guilty, and your faith in circumstantial evidence dies of overcrowding. I never see a shivering, white-faced wretch in the prisoner's dock that I do not hark back with shuddering horror to the strange events on the Pullman car Ontario between Washington and Pittsburgh on the night of September 9th last. McKnight could tell the story a great deal better than I, although he cannot spell three consecutive words correctly. But while he has imagination and humor, he is lazy. "It didn't happen to me, anyhow," he protested when I put it up to him. "And nobody cares for second-hand thrills. Besides, you want the unvarnished and ungarnished truth, and I'm no hand for that. I'm a lawyer." So am I, although there have been times when my assumption in that particular has been disputed. I am unmarried and just old enough to dance with the grown-up little sisters of the girls I used to know. I am fond of outdoors, prefer horses to the aforesaid grown-up little sisters, am without sentiment, and completely ruled and frequently routed by my